familiar places. Now, I tell you what, God is still moving. You know that? God's still moving. I don't know why some folks just want to believe that God's dead. I tell you what, if you could have seen what I saw today, you'd have really been changed if you'd have seen what I saw today. I sat at the table at Mom and Dad's. Me and Renee went up be with Mom and Dad for a few hours, and my little cousin, Jared, 7 years old, and Jared had had a pair of skates, had a pair of little roller skates, 7 years old, and he went down into a basement at his cousin's, and Philip had already had a broke arm from skating in their basement. They got a concrete basement, and they all think they're going to start skating, and Philip broke his arm. Well, Jared didn't know any better, so he went and tried it and broke his leg in 3 spots. I mean, he told me today, he said, we're going to start a broken bone club. And he's 7 years old. You know what he told me? He said, you need to start preaching against that. He don't want nobody else to do it anymore. I'm telling, praise God, he don't want nobody else to do it. It hurt too bad, he said. And went over there to help him. He wouldn't let nobody touch him. He wouldn't do nothing. They said they couldn't get him out of bed. He wouldn't raise his head. He cried for all that happened yesterday, I believe, or 2 days ago. Been crying ever since, and so I went over to help him. And when I come in there, I said, how you feeling? He's just crying, 7 years old. I said, Brian's going to help you out of bed. I'm not going to hurt you. He said, would you pray for me first? 7 years old. He said, would you pray for me first? I said, sure. I never thought about praying for a 7-year old kid. I mean, you know, there's not many 7-year old kids want to be prayed for. And he said, would you pray for me first? I said, sure. And I just prayed a little simple prayer. You know how you pray. I just prayed, Lord, you know, wherever 2 or 3 are gathered together, and we're here, we're believing God. I know you can touch him. We know you can heal him, Lord. Show him your power. And we prayed a few minutes. And I said, Jared, you believe God can help you? He said, yeah. I said, all right, let me help you out of bed. He said, all right. He cried and went on. And I went on back over to Mom and Dad's. Phone rang, I don't know, about 15 minutes later, and Debbie's on the other end. She said, Brian! I said, what? She said, Jared was just a laugh and said, Mom, come here. And she went in there and said, Jared got up under his own power, said he set up for the first time, said he's moving his leg around, and he said, tell Brian to come back over. Prayer works. Praise God. 7 years old. I'm telling you, friend, if we could just believe that God could do it, the Lord would work miracles. Praise God. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to be, and some preachers call it silly, but I'm just going to be silly enough to believe God can do anything. Praise God. That's what the Bible said. Amen. I believe the Word of God, don't you? Whatever the Word of God says, I believe it. The Bible said it, and I believe it. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you what, it's good to be here in the house of the Lord. I was telling one of the sisters before church, I just wanted to come by. We was preaching over the weekend, Brother Collins, and I won't say where because most of you know. We was preaching Saturday night. Pastor got up, and he had us come, wanted us to come by and be with him, so we went. And Pastor said, well, he got up and told his crowd, he said, I know we don't have many here, but I don't endorse coming to church. I don't tell my church to come on Saturday. I know it's a hard day. And you know, folks, long as they're there on Sunday morning, Sunday night, that's really all that matters. Then he turned it to me and said, come on, preach us happy. I thought, my Lord in heaven, hard to preach you happy when nobody's excited about coming to church. I tell you what, when I fell in love with my wife, we started dating, I wanted to be wherever she was at. Sure. I mean, I wanted to be there. And I stayed until her mom and dad kicked me out. I mean, I stayed. There wasn't no getting rid of me. And I just wanted to be where she was. You know, I think some folks, that don't have a desire to come to the house of God, I just really doubt what they've ever fell in love with the Lord. Amen. I mean, if you really, genuinely fall in love with the Lord, you're going to want to be where He's at. Praise God. That's why I like coming to the house of God. That's why I like being in His presence. That's why when church doors is open, whether I'm preaching or not, I want to be in the house of God. Pray. Bible said not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I want to be in the house of God. How about you? Praise God. I'll tell you what, when I got saved, He put a desire in my heart, and there ain't no getting rid of me now. Praise God. I'm here to stay. Some folks look for a way out. I look for a way to stay in. Praise God. I ain't looking for a way out, are you? I love the Lord. How many loves the Lord? Praise God. I love the Lord. We was going to get Renee to sing, but her voice is pretty bad. We've been there and been running, and we want you to pray tomorrow. Her grandmother, yesterday morning, about 11 o'clock, her great-grandmother, she'd have been 95 if she lived to today, but yesterday her great-grandmother passed away, 94 years old, one day from being 95. She's a good lady, saint of God, and I was thinking, you know, my wife's grandmother crawled over next to where her mom sat there in the bed, and I'm going to preach, but she sat next to her, Brother Collins, and her mother suffered so bad. For years after her companion died, she suffered. And finally, Frances, she just went over the side of the bed and saw her mother suffering. She told us last night, she said, I just said, Lord, if she's going to suffer, just take her home. If she's going to suffer, just take her home. And they said it wasn't just a few minutes later, she lowered her head and off to heaven she went. She suffered for years. And I asked Claude Witt, you know, Brother Witt, I asked Claude Witt, I said, Claude, how was it a hard death? He said, no. He said, she died as easy as anybody I know. And he got talking to me. He said, I just reckon when you're saved and ready to go, death ain't a big deal. Praise God. Hey, death ain't no big deal. I ain't afraid of death, are you? I'm afraid of how I'm going to die, but I sure ain't afraid of dying. I know where I'm going after I die. Praise God. I tell you what, I really, and don't say I've went off my rocker and gone crazy. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but I just don't much like living here. I just don't. I'll tell you what, there's so much strife and envy and backbiting and pain and sorrow and broken hearts and tears shed and so many problems going on. I want to go to a place where there ain't no pain, no sorrow, no envy, no strife, no turmoil, no backbiting. I want to go where Jesus is at. Don't you? Praise God. Man, the home I live in ain't mine anyway. I've got a better place being prepared for me. I want to go to heaven. How about you? Amen. I love the Lord. I appreciate this opportunity. Love your pastor, his family, Brother and Sister Collins, are dear to our hearts. And we thank the world of them and this church. You have been good to us. And want to let you know that we really appreciate you right here at the Highway of Holiness. Praise God. Aren't you glad for a pastor that preaches the truth? Amen. I tell you what, Brother Collins, I looked around here tonight, and you've got some new folks. I'm telling you, I've got some new folks. I like that. I mean, I like that. Those of you that started coming, keep on coming. Praise God. The best thing you'd ever done in your entire life, start coming to church. Amen. I tell you, had a Catholic boy tell me the other day, so I tell you, he said, I just don't know if that religion's really for me. He said, I may come to your church and try it out. You know what I say? Come on. Praise God. Come on. I mean, we've got folks, I love people, don't you? That's what church is all about. Opening our doors and letting folks come and get saved and let God help them and deal with them and work with them. And after a while, God's gonna fix everything. Everything's gonna sort out. Praise God. Aren't you glad for the way of holiness? I'm glad for the way of holiness. Well, have your Bibles. Turn with me one of the most familiar places in the Bible. Sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. We're going to read. Want to say I appreciate your giving. May the Lord help you for that. Is our prayer, and pray for us tomorrow as we're on our way down to Mount Vernon, Kentucky. Lay out funeral tomorrow or Friday morning. Head back to Dayton. Start youth crusade. Pray for us if you think of us. And we will pray for you. How many knows that when we pray for each other, the Lord hears us? He hears us. Amen. Ephesians, the sixth chapter. And let's look at the 10th verse and start reading. I'll read a few verses here. Start reading at the 10th verse. You've heard this preached. You know it. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. How many would like to be strong in the Lord? Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. How many like to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil? Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against rulers of darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. We could stay right there and preach for an hour on spiritual wickedness in high places. I mean, there's folks anymore. Heard a preacher just the other day, and hold on to your hat. I heard him with my own two ears. I heard it come right out of his mouth. He said, holiness churches make me sick. He said they preach against drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes and doing everything in the world. There's nothing wrong with any of it. He said, God ain't a no God. God's a yes God. He don't care what you do. You're going to heaven anyway. Well, we could preach for hours on spiritual wickedness in high places, couldn't we? Aren't you glad, though, that there's a man of God right here at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness that'll stand up and tell you like he did right at the Vespers, at the pre-service at 7 o'clock, that you got to come out from among the world and be separate. Aren't you glad for a man like that? Praise God. I'm glad for a man that'll tell me the truth. Amen. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. Amen. The 11th verse says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Then, if we go down to the last part of the 13th verse and the first part of the 14th verse, this ain't no surprise to you. You probably thought I was going here anyway, and you was right. But the last part of the 13th verse and the first part of the 14th verse says, and having done all to stand, stand, therefore. I mean, when you have done everything you can do, when you've backed up against the wall and held on for dear life, when the enemy has come in and raged against you, tried to rip you apart at every corner, tried to drag you down, tried to rip you to shreds, tried to destroy your prayer life, tried to discourage you to the point that you thought there is no way you're ever going to hold on. You know what the Bible says? And after you've done everything you can do, after you've done all that you can to do but to stand, you know what the Bible says then? It says just stand. Praise God. I want to preach if the Lord will help me tonight on I'm still standing, devil. I'm still standing, devil. Praise God. Hey, I don't know about you, but I am getting a little tired of the way the devil has ran it. You know what that same preacher said the other day? I tell you what, I just don't understand how some men can get so far off in left field, they lose their own self. They get so crazy. You know what I said? He got up and said, the devil ages with you. He's so old he can't even remember anything. He said, devil don't even know how to tear you down unless you tell him. He said, he's stupid. I can't find that in the Word of God. I tell you what, you don't mistake yourself, friend. The devil has got power. You hear me? He has got power. And if you do not get something instilled inside of you, the Word of God planted deep down inside of you, the devil's going to come raging at you. He's going to come storming in on you. And before you know what has ever happened, you're going to be knocked down. You're going to be ran over, trampled on underneath his feet. He's going to make a mockery out of you. But I want to tell you, my friend, hey, there's something we can do. We can hold on to the power. Power of God. We can hold to God's unchanging hand, and after we've done all that we can do, we can still stand for God. We can still hold on to the gospel of the Word of God. We can still pray. We can still understand the Word of God. Amen. Hey, I wish some of us would have the mentality of these boxers that we got now. I really do. They'll put them gloves on, they'll strap them up, and they'll do everything they can to win that fight. Man, they'll knock, they'll bite, they'll kick, they'll bite you now. You know that? I mean, they'll just rip your ears off. They'll do everything they can.
try to put you down. You know what that boxer does? When he really gets in a tight spot, he'll back himself up to the ropes. And he holds on for dear life. I wish there'd be, I saw a young boy in our school. You know what that young fella did? We had a bully in our school. We had more and more, but we had a bad bully. Anybody ever had to face a bully? I mean, just something about them makes you not like them, you know. And we had a bully in our school, and he's the type of guy who tried to beat up everybody. And he's a pretty big boy, and we had a little tiny fella. And that bully, he was just going to come in there and he's going to beat that boy's brains out. He'd tell him every day, "You mess with me, I'm going to tear you apart." That little boy got scared every day. I mean, he'd walk up to him, "You don't mess with me. Give me this, give me that. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that." Find out the little boy had all he could take. That bully come up one day. He said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do today. I'm going to do this." He just started telling him how he's going to rip him apart, Brother Lawson. You know what that little boy done? He walked straight up to that bully, got right in his face. He said, "Put up or shut up." That bully didn't like it. I mean, that little kid challenged him. That bully didn't like it. He said, "You put up or shut up." And that bully, you know what he done? You know, I probably thought I was going to say, "Turn around and run." Nope, nope. You know what that bully done? He evermore liked to beat the ever-loving daylights out of that kid. He hit him so hard, pushed him. I mean, he beat him so bad, cut him on his forehead, cut him all down his cheek, blacked his eyes, beat him to an ever-loving pulp. And when that bully got done roughing him over, Brother Shane, he walked away, and he got about as far as from me to you, and that bully turned around and said, "What do you think now?" And that little kid just stood there and smiled. He said, "But I'm still standing. I'm still standing." Let me tell you something, friend. The devil has came in our churches. You look around you. He's came in our churches. And he has tried everything in his power to undermine us. He's come in here. Hear me now for just a second. He's come in our churches. He's tried to rip us apart. He's caused men of God to fall. He's caused men and women to turn their back on God. He has caused men and women that has been right here. No doubt. I know it's happened here. You know how I know it's happened right at Springdale Road? He's caused men and women that used to once stand in our platforms, sing amongst us, play our pianos, teach our Sunday school classes. He's ripped them to shreds. He's destroyed their life. He's caused them to throw their hands up and quit. And now we got saints of God that stand for their very life, stand for their very existence. Let me tell you something, friend. Just because some of them couldn't stand the heat and the pressure, I am still standing. I ain't gonna go back. I ain't giving in. I am gonna hold on, praise God. And there ain't nothing by any means that is gonna tear me out of the hand of God. Hey, I don't know why some folks, well, that young lady already said it. We was at youth camp last week, and I mean, I saw kids, devil had already wrecked their homes, tore them apart, and I seen how rebellious they got, seen how miserable they was. Oh, destroy them, tried to rip them apart at their very foundation. I've watched that mama come in, and I've seen the power of God get on her and shout her across the church. I've seen that grandma raise her hands and say, "There ain't nothing gonna hinder me. I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna stay in the graces of God." Let me tell you something, friend. I don't care what you face. Hey, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Hey, I want to tell the devil something right here. I am still standing. I've watched men of God. I've watched their heartbreak. I've seen their tears. I've seen them. I've watched my father. I've watched him as he agonized. Devil tried to rip him apart. I've seen the tears. I've heard the slurs. But I've watched him, Brother Collins. Let me tell you something. Devil ain't getting our men of God. Not our real men of God. He ain't getting them. I'll guarantee you, Brother L.L. Collins has laid in his floor many a night and cried and said, why? I'll guarantee you, he's already told you when he started singing, I don't need to understand. I just need to hold his hand. Oh, my friend, there's things we'll never know, and there's things we won't understand. But I'll guarantee you, as their heart gets heavy, and as their heart breaks, when the devil thinks he's finally got them, I've watched them walk up, I've watched them bring their Bible in hand, and I've watched them as they open the Word of God and say, turn with me. And I've seen the Holy Ghost dove come in and light on their shoulder as they begin to preach the gospel. And I've wanted to grab the devil up by the hair of the head. I wanted to look him square in the face and say, you listen here, boy. You may have tried every tactic in the world. You may have done all that you know to do. But they're still preaching. And they're still singing. And they're still pastoring. And they're still going on. Praise God. Let me tell you something, friend. I know the devil's going to try to rip you apart at the very foundation. But hold on to God. The Spirit of the Lord's coming after a while. The Lord's going to help you out of that. The Lord's going to raise up a standard against him.
Right, I believe it. You're preaching good.
I got to watch what I say because I know I'm being taped. I could say it without the microphone. I ought to say it without the microphone.
Go ahead. Tell it.
I've watched my brother-in-law. Dear God, here we go. I'm liable to be destroyed when this is over. I've watched my brother-in-law. How do I say this? As things has happened to him in the last year, I've seen him sit on our couch and cry and say, my God, why do I got to go through what I'm going through? Things that have came against him, folks that have stood against him. And I saw the tears, Brother Collins. I've seen the heartbreak. Oh, my friend. I watched him as he told me, as he's cried and said, Brother Miller, why? Why? I've heard him pray and say, Lord, you're going to have to help me. But every time I see him get in that car and I see him ride down the road, every time I see him walk into a platform and start to preach, you know what I say? You tried to kill him. You've tried to destroy him. You've tried to give him a nervous breakdown. You've tried to mess with his mind. You've done everything else in the world you've tried to do. But guess what, devil? You may have thought you had him. You may have thought you done a pretty good job. But somewhere right here tonight, across the river, he's standing up preaching the Word of God, holding another revival, preaching the gospel for the Lord. Hey, things may not seem. He may not understand why. But oh my friend, after a while it's going to be alright. Things is going to work out. God is on your side. He ain't never left us. He is sticking with us. He is always going to be there for us. Don't you fall away now. God's on your side. I've rode down the road to revivals and I've watched my wife cry as the enemies fought us. I ain't giving him no glory. Tears have been shed. Hearts have been broke. But through it all, the Word of God said, you look here. When you've done everything you know to do, I mean, when you've held on for dear life, when you've put a knot in the bottom of the rope and held on, when you've clung to that last thread of hope, I mean, when you've cried till you can't cry, oh my Lord, when you've had your heart break till it can't break anymore, when you've done all you can do, I mean, when it seems like you're going to get knocked to your knees and you're holding on saying, I've got to do something. Something's got to give here. You know what the Word of God said? When you've done all that you can do, but stand. Keep on standing. Hey, you hear me? You know what I'd like us to do in here before this is over with? How many believes the devil can hear us? I think he can hear us, don't you? And I really believe him here. Let me ask you a question. I've preached here. You know me, and this is different. Please, but hey, how many here, you'll have to tell me what you've been facing. How many here, I mean, you're really going through a battle? Several hands. I want you to stand to your feet real quick. All right. How many here, you know that you're living right? You know that you're saved. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. The devil's fought you so hard, told you you might as well quit. You're a failure. He ain't never going to do nothing for God. How many's ever told that to? Stand with me if you will. We're going to do something here. How many here knows we're winners? The devil can't defeat us. I've read the back of the book. I know how story ends. We are more than conquerors. Praise God. How many knows that Jesus Christ is always going to come out on top? Amen. And you believe the devil can hear you. And you're sick and tired of what you've been having to face and what you've been going through. Now you want to do me a favor? On the count of three, we're going to yell as loud as we can, "I'm still standing." Is that all right? On the count of three, and I want the devil to hear us. I mean, I want a certain notice on him right here tonight. The Pentecostal highway of holiness. We've came through the fire. We have came through the valley. We have climbed the mountains. We have faced discouraging times. But hey, we've had great revivals. We've seen folks saved. We've seen them filled with the Holy Ghost. Hey, the devil, all he ever does is microscope our problems anyway. It ain't as bad as what he's telling you. On the count of three, I want us to yell as loud as we can, "I'm still standing." You ready? One, two, three. Praise God. Come here, Brother Lawson. Hey, the devil tells our preachers, "You might as well pack it in, boy. Fold the Bible up and don't ever preach again." Hey, let me tell you something, devil. You might as well shut your mouth on Jim Lawson. He's still here. He's still preaching. He's still standing. He's still praying. He is right here. Hey, he's told me, he's probably told Brother Collins, "You ain't never going to do nothing. You've been there so long, folks don't understand. Folks ain't never going to straighten up. They don't care a thing about you." Hey, devil, you come right here and you look real close. Right there he is. And right here we are. And we're still praying. And we're still singing. And we're still shouting. And we're still preaching. And above all, we are still standing. Hey, hi. You know that song, "I'm Standing on the Rock of Ages"? Come here and get ready to sing it for me. I'm not going to pray. Let me tell you something, friend. I am still standing. We're going to sing right here in a minute. And the devil's going to hear us loud and clear. "I'm standing on the Rock of Ages. Standing on the Rock of Ages. I'm standing on the Rock of Ages." How many wants to do it with me again? Let's tell the devil on the count of three we're still standing. Ready? One, two, three. Praise God. You got the song. We're getting ready to sing. And I want you to just go ahead and obey God. You can come stand around these altars, come kneel. But oh my friend, the devil ain't got the highway of holiness. You hear me? Folks may leave. Folks may come and they may go. Holiness may not be in style, but it's right. We may not have the biggest church, but we got the biggest God. Hey, you know why the devil fights the holiness church so bad? We get on his nerves. He can't stand us. He knows we're right. And everyone he can drag down, he's taking somebody else with him. I tell you what, I've been coming here since I was a kid. I remember my mom and dad bringing me here. Now that I'm preaching, I'm still coming. And you know what I see? I see some of you, when I was a kid, you was here, and you're still here. Until the day you die, you're going to be right here. They're going to have to cart you out of this church in a casket before you ever leave. Devil tries to kill some of us early. But we're standing. Hear me? We're standing. Oh, my friend. He's going to do everything he can. But we got power. We got power. We got power. Sing for me.
I'm standing on the rock of ages, safe from all the storms and rages, rich in Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock.
Look at this. All these are still standing. We're coming to pray, and we're still standing. And they're singing, I'm standing on the rock of ages. I'm safe from every storm that rages. I'm rich, but it sure ain't from Satan's wages, because I'm standing on the rock of ages.